Monday, April 29, was partly cloudy for most of the day with a high temperature of 11 degrees Celsius and a low of 1 degree, with a 25% chance of rain showers overnight, according to the Weatherhood station above the peak office. Tuesday to Friday, residents in the Kathet region will see mostly sun in the daytime with temperatures around 12 degrees on Tuesday, 14 degrees on Wednesday, and rising to 17 degrees by Friday with a chance of showers overnight. Environment and Climate Change Canada is inviting the public to join a citizen science weather network called Community Collaborative Rain, Hail and Snow, COCARAS Canada. According to COCARAS, the group needs more participants in the weather community, where volunteers measure and report precipitation daily through the website or app. Currently, the group has more than 700 volunteers across Canada, but there are gaps in the network, especially in the western and northern regions. The citizen science nonprofit operates in the United States and Canada. The community-based network of volunteers of all ages and backgrounds work together to measure and map precipitation, rain, hail and snow. In Canada, our meteorologists use this data to assess the severity of storm systems and monitor monthly, seasonal precipitation amounts. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada use it to help monitor drought conditions, and many other organizations and individuals use this important information regularly, including flood forecast agencies and emergency responders, according to Environment and Climate Change Canada. By becoming a citizen scientist, people can submit observations and instantly view updated maps and databases. To find out how to join the network, go to cocaraz.org/canada.aspx. Weatherhood can be found on the Peak website and as an app on your mobile phone. Join the Peak's email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.